# Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of our course, Enhancing Data Analysis Skills for Product Management. In this stage, we will embark on a journey to understand the fundamentals of data analysis and its critical role in decision-making, particularly within the realm of product management. As we navigate through this content, you will gain foundational knowledge that will empower you to leverage data effectively in your career advancement. # Main Content. # Understanding Data Analysis. Data analysis is the process of inspecting, cleansing, transforming, and modeling data with the goal of discovering useful information, informing conclusions, and supporting decision-making. In the context of product management, data analysis is not just a technical skill. It is a vital component that drives strategic decisions and enhances product development. It allows product managers to uncover insights that can lead to innovative solutions and improved customer experiences. # Importance in decision-making. In today's technology-driven landscape, the ability to analyze data effectively can set you apart as a product manager. Data-driven decision-making allows you to base your strategies on empirical evidence rather than intuition alone. This approach minimizes risks and maximizes the potential for success. For instance, by analyzing customer feedback data, you can identify trends and pain points that inform product enhancements, ensuring that your offerings align with market needs. Consider a scenario where a product manager notices a decline in user engagement metrics. Instead of making assumptions, they delve into the data to understand user behavior, potentially discovering that a recent update caused confusion among users. By addressing this issue with targeted improvements, the product manager can enhance the user experience and restore engagement levels. # Types of data. Qualitative versus quantitative. Data can be classified into two main categories: qualitative and quantitative. 1. Qualitative data. This type of data is descriptive and often gathered through interviews, open-ended survey questions, or focus groups. It provides insights into user experiences and emotions. For example, a product manager might conduct interviews with users to gather feedback on a new feature, gaining valuable insights into how users feel about its usability. 2. Quantitative data. This data is numerical and can be measured and analyzed statistically. It is often collected through surveys with closed-ended questions, web analytics, or sales figures. For instance, analyzing the number of downloads of an app can provide a clear picture of its popularity and user adoption. Understanding the difference between these types of data is crucial for product managers. Both qualitative and quantitative data play a significant role in shaping product strategies and should be used in tandem to provide a holistic view of user behavior. # Data collection methods. Effective data analysis begins with the right data collection methods. Here are some common techniques. 1. Surveys and questionnaires. These are valuable tools for gathering quantitative data. For example, using an online survey tool, you can ask users to rate their satisfaction with a product on a scale of 1 to 10. This data can be analyzed to determine overall satisfaction levels and identify areas for improvement. 2. Interviews. Conducting one-on-one interviews can yield rich qualitative insights. For example, asking users about their experiences with a product can uncover specific pain points and suggestions for enhancements that quantitative data alone might not reveal. 3. Website analytics. Tools like Google Analytics allow you to track user behavior on your website. Metrics such as page views, bounce rates, and conversion rates offer quantitative insights into how users interact with your product and where improvements are needed. 4. Social media listening. Monitoring social media platforms for mentions of your product can provide qualitative data on user sentiments and trends. For instance, analyzing comments and feedback on social media can help you identify popular features and areas of concern among users. By employing these methods, product managers can gather a comprehensive dataset that informs better decision-making and drives product innovation. Conclusion. In conclusion, mastering the fundamentals of data analysis is essential for your career advancement in product management. By understanding the importance of data in decision-making and familiarizing yourself with key analytical concepts, you will be better equipped to make informed decisions that positively impact your products and your organization. As you move forward, remember that data is not just numbers. It tells a story that can guide your strategic initiatives. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the concepts of descriptive, predictive, and prescriptive analytics in your current role? 2. What specific data sources do you have access to that could enhance your decision-making process? 3. In what ways can you advocate for a data-driven culture within your team or organization?